Yeah, even you said you're studying this. You know, Our Lady at Fatima said that the errors of Russia were going to compound themselves. It's interesting to me that you just and I want to talk to you a little bit about that. You just came back from Russia,
exactly. It's very clear to me that the East and the West has now swapped roles. I mean, morally, spiritually, and culturally. And now we are having the spirit of communism here, and they are actually becoming a Christian nation.
That's shocking.
And I think it is very important to keep in mind that socialism and communism was a Western idea who was imposed on the Christian Russia. It's very important that it was not a Russian idea at all. It was a Western idea, and it came from the West. And now it has returned to the West. And the reason why that the leftists, they hate Russia so much, is because they cannot forgive them that they have left communism and now they want to become Christians instead. That's why they hate them so much. Because you see, everywhere in our world, in the Western world,
right,
these people who are actually promoting the spirit of communism, they're at the university, they're at the media, they're at the governments. So these people are still in control. And now Russia is done with that spirit. So it has returned to the West and becoming even more aggressive, I think. And I think the reason why that we see so much hatred against Russia, there is no political explanation to it. It's completional, because Russia is not an aggressor. It's a very friendly and very peaceful country that just wants to protect itself. But, you know, there are so much blaming and so much demonization. And that's why those people who are controlled by these spirits, which is the spirit of communism and which is very anti-Christian,
mm-hmm.
they just hate the idea that Russia now, which is a huge nation, the world's largest country, biggest country, they are becoming a Christian superpower. They don't like that. And they don't want to bend. Russia will never, ever again bend to any godless culture, because they're really, really done with that. Of course, there are still communists. You still have the Communist Party. But the mainstream people, I mean, even people who don't really practice the Christian faith, because they have been living with atheism for 75 years. So for a lot of people, it's a new thing to start to go to church. It's something that the next generation probably will do a lot more than this generation. But just in Moscow, they are building 2,000 new churches over the next 10 years.
Wow.
And if you go to a church in Moscow, it's full. They still complain that they don't think enough people are coming to the church fast enough. But still, I mean, when you look at this terrible persecutions of Christians in Russia, and there were, I mean, millions of Christians that were killed and were martyred. It's fantastic to see this revival, because they could have become like us, just completely ignorant, secular. Yeah, the church, it's all right, but we don't want to have anything to do with that. But it's not like that. To be a Russian today is to be an Orthodox. It's very clear. And some people say that President Putin is just using this for his own political career, or it's just a political tool. That's absolutely not correct. He's respecting his people's faith in Orthodoxy, because he knows that it's so ingrained in the Russian history, the Russian culture, and the Russian soul. So you can't separate the two. You just can't. So that's why you see a lot of Christian people in the government who's actually very devoted to the church. I know off the record from somebody in the Russian Orthodox Church, their patriarchate officers, that Lavrov, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, whenever he goes abroad, he always go to services in the Russian Orthodox Church abroad. You know, it's not in the protocol, but he's doing this.
Okay.
So it means he is a believer, and I think I like him a lot, because I think he's a very reasonable man. And whenever he is in all those meetings and you see those news shows where he gives comments, I think he has a kind of reasonable voice in all this craziness about that Russia is to blame for everything. So whenever I go to Moscow, I just feel extremely encouraged by their Christian fervor, and that you see that it's growing. Of course, it's also a fight in Russia. It's a fight everywhere to be a Christian. And I think they are afraid that secularism should come back somehow through some kind of Western influence. And that is the real battle right now. It is a spiritual warfare. It is a conflict of values. It's really not a political struggle about economics and geopolitics. It's about whether, I mean, a group of people in the West can have the total world domination and set an anti-Christian agenda, and if they can make Russia submit to that or not. And they cannot. And that's the reason why they're so furious with Russia.
That is, Eben Tranholm is my guest here. She was our European correspondent and is live from Copenhagen, Denmark. Eben, you just don't get what you just said in Western media. We just don't get it. We don't hear this. Instead, you hear the propaganda line from the state, which is that, oh, the big Russian bear is back. The Soviet Union is just reforming now. You know, Putin's got this and Putin's doing that and Putin's mobilizing this. And, you know, Russia is the gravest threat to our freedom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And talking to you and talking to my, I have another friend. I don't know if you know Dr. Trifkovic, Sergei Trifkovic. But when I talked to Dr. Trifkovic, and I think he's in Serbia now, he tells me the same thing. I asked him pretty much the same question. It was about a year ago, last time I talked to him. But even he told me the same thing. He goes, no, this is not about Putin flexing his muscle. And this. He said that Russians' Orthodox ascension is not a false flag operation. That's what he said. He said, no, it's the real deal. It's the Western world that's pulling all the false flag operations. And what I find is, and Christopher kind of mentioned this, what I find that is, I'm trying to think of what the words are. So Our Lady said that the errors of Russia would be compounded if Russia wasn't consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And I don't know if the Russian Orthodox have a devotion to Our Lady the way their Catholic counterparts do in Rome. So I don't know if that can happen. But it seems to me that the errors of Russia have been compounded in everywhere save for Russia. That Russian or communist errors are everywhere else, but they're not in Russia now.
Not anymore. But, I mean, I think it's also interesting to go back and look at what was said to the Russians during the Soviet era. Because what we are told right now about Russia was exactly what the authorities, the Kremlin, said to the Russians during the Soviet time. They said, there's no reason to have any information from the West or to try to understand those people because we are living in the best of all worlds. I mean, the Soviet Union is the best place on earth. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason to listen to those people from the West. And they were, of course, also demonizing us at that time. So that the Russians could have an impression that we were bad people that would just, you know, destroy this wonderful society that they're living in. So now it's actually just the reverse situation. They're telling us that the Russians are the bad people, don't listen to them, they're evil, and all these things. And that was exactly what the Russians were told about the West during the Soviet time. So it's just a completely reverse situation. And what I really like about the Russians is that they are much more critical than we are because they don't trust the media. They learned during the Soviet era that you could not trust at all what the authorities told you. So you need to make your own opinions. You need to do your own research. And you need to talk to your friends. And you need to open your eyes and just learn the truth somewhere else. And we are so naive here in the West because we believe that whatever we are told on CNN or all the major news outlets are just the truth. Because they could never, ever tell us a lie. That's just completely bullshit. I'm sorry to use this word. And the Russians, they're not that naive. They're not that stupid. So I talked to a lot of Russians when I was here recently, just 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they say, do you believe the media? No. They said, no, we don't believe the media. I mean, come on. We know that we can't trust people. So they're much more critical because they know that you cannot just trust whatever they tell you on the news. And many debate shows on Russian television are much more nuanced and they have a lot of, you know, they have more, I mean, they have a lot of different voices that do not agree. So it means that they have a representation of a lot of different opinions. And, you know, so I think their debate culture is much stronger than ours, because here, like one of my friends in Moscow said, whenever there is a debate, you can choose between, do you want to drink Pepsi or do you want to drink Coca-Cola? I mean, that's the two choices you have, but it's basically the same you're going to choose, because there is no alternative, because all the leftists, they will take care, I mean, that you won't get any kind of other alternative understandings of your world.
That's
or
right.
Your environment. But in Russia, it's actually different. During the Ukraine crisis, they had a lot of people from Ukraine that were participating in those debates on Russian state TV. So it's not, you know, it's really not a correct picture that we get in the West, that there was only one opinion in Russia, and if you don't have this opinion, you're going to get shot in the next moment or go to prison. It's a completely lie. It's really false. And Russian people are extremely nice and friendly and helpful. And whenever I have friends who come to Russia and they experience Russia, they say, wow, it's a great country. I couldn't imagine that people were so nice and so helpful and so warm-hearted. But it's really a wonderful people, and they're very spiritual people. They really have a deeper understanding of the meaning of life, and they are very well educated. I mean, a lot of Russian people are really studying a lot. They're always trying to learn a new language, and they're reading a lot. So they're very interesting. So I would just encourage everybody to go and see for yourself. Just take 1 week in Moscow, and you will have a completely different understanding of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but then if I went and did a week in Moscow, then I would be labeled a Russian apologist. They put me on a no-fly list.
So what? I mean, you have to get the courage to just oppose your own government who wants to take control. I mean, look at me. I was labeled a pro-Russian propagandist just for, you know, criticizing my EU leaders from a Christian point of view. That was enough. I mean, if you are a Christian, you're already a pro-Russian agent. So what? I mean, we have to stick to what is the truth. And what we are being told about Russia is not the truth.
Not the truth.
It's not the truth.
It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. Iben Tranholm is my special guest. She is our European correspondent live from Copenhagen, Denmark. That's right, Copenhagen, Denmark. And she is on our Skype Maker hotline. We are also simulcasting this on Mike Church Show fan page on the Facebook. And I was delighted to see that Iben's interview, one of her latest ones that she gave, was picked up and was put on the Zero Hedge website. And last I checked, Iben, you're up to almost 300,000 views. So
yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, the fact that that many people are finding the material or the story interesting enough is that's good, because you need more arms in the fight. But what I was going to my next kind of segue here was, you were talking about the singular point of view that the Soviets said, no, you don't need the Western media back when the Soviet Union was there. Trust us. We are the greatest place on earth. This is the greatest government. This is the greatest system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The same thing is happening in the West now, and the same thing is happening certainly here in the United States when it comes to matters of homosexuality, sexuality, and even matters of what sex you are, male or female. We're being told that, no, nature is wrong. No, God doesn't create males and females. He creates the possibility for you to be a male or a female, but you get to decide. No, God does not create man to go forth and be fruitful and multiply. He creates many men and women so that they cannot multiply because they're homosexuals, and you have to accept that. We're being told what the Russians were being told. This is how you will think, and this is what you will think. And if you deviate, if you stray from the path, there are already white martyrdom consequences. You'll be drummed out of a polite society. You may have your livelihood, if you're in broadcasting, taken away from you because major media players have bought all into this, and they won't hire you. They won't put you to work. They won't. You won't find yourself on their airways. You can use me as an example of that. So it's already happening here. They're already propagandizing us.
Yes, we have a new clergy, you could say. This is a new clergy that is telling us how to think and how to behave, and they're going to control everything.